弟兄姐妹们，昨日平安。现在请大家起立。Please stand up, please. 现在是我们攻读神话语的时间。我们今天所要念的是《使徒行传》的二章二十二到二十八节。请，以色列人啊，请听我的话。神借着纳撒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。他既按着神的定制先见被交与人，你们就借着无法人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。大卫指着他说，我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不致动摇。所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的喜乐。请大家仍然在我们一起祷告。Please remain standing and then let's pray. 我们的主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，你的恩典是何等的长阔高深。因着你所受的刑罚，我们得到平安。主啊，也因着你所受的鞭伤，我们得到了医治。主啊，我们感谢您，感谢你道成肉身降世为人，为救赎我们罪人而舍身流血，被钉在十字架上，使我们的罪能够得以被赦免，成为一个新造的人。主啊，我们谢谢您，我们如此祷告不配，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请坐。 Please sit down.We are very happy today and with a great pleasure that we have the Reverend Ted Knapper with us today and his wife. And I'm going to turn it over to him, and he's going to give the sermon. The topic is God is Always.
First off, I want to say it's a privilege to be here today. And before I begin my message, I want to give a recognition to you, the church.
在我首先开始的时候，我很荣幸今天能够在这边跟大家分享神的话语。在我开始之前，我想是首先对于我们这间教会有一个鼓励。对
，Pastor Wayne, could you come up for a moment?
王牧师，请你上来。
I want to recognize that your church is a very special church, that you are the top giving church of giving to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, and not only that, you're also the top per capita giving church as well here in the Los Angeles area of the LAX Urban Center. And I want to recognize that. I want you to know that we appreciate that so much, that you are a church that really believes in mission support and mission giving. There are thousands of people saved each year because of those missionaries that are out there. There's over 10,000 missionaries worldwide that are out there sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the truth of the matter is that your church and you are the ones that are helping them to stay out there and be out there to do the work that they are called to do. And I want to just say congratulations on this certificate, and I hope that you appreciate and know how important it is to give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. And you are proving that by the certificate today. So God bless you and thank you.
所以我讲到我们教会是在穆拉迪，去年的穆拉迪奉献中是在洛杉矶地区奉献最多的一家教会。然后他们穆拉迪他们那边也有讲过说现在他们一共有十万个 我忘记那个数字，十万个宣教士在外面，然后我们的教会的支持也是他们能够做这样施工的一个很大的帮助，所以他也是很感谢我们教会的帮助，也是很感谢我们教会的奉献。
Praise God. I want to first say that I got to say that I'm learning about the Chinese people. You're short because this pulpit is very, very short.
说我们他来到我们教会之后，他也觉得说我们中国人一般个子都比较矮一点，所以这个讲台就对他来说有点太矮了。
I want you to know that I have the highest respect for your pastor. He is a great, great man of God, and you are a great church. And it's just a privilege to be here today to share God's word.
他讲到我很尊重王牧师，然后我想让你们所有人都知道，我很尊敬他。他是一个很属神的一个仆人，然后也是很喜欢你们的教会，你们教会也是非常属神的。
There's a quote that I want to share with you. It says, "Someone once said, 'I wish that I had first met Jesus before I met those Christians.'"
曾经有一个人说过，他说我很希望我是先遇到耶稣，然后再遇到基督徒。
And that bothers me. That bothers me that there are people out there in this world today that we are not sharing Christ. We are not being a good testimony of what being a Christian really is all about.
对，他这个人说的话让我觉得很困扰，因为我觉得说现在有很多在这个世界上的人，我们基督徒并没有向他们做一个很好的见证。
The question is it really true that we are not representing Christ the way that we should be representing Christ out there in this world?
所以问题是我们是不是真的没有做耶稣好的见证在这个世界上。
Well, today I want to share with you three principles of how to elevate your faith to a higher level so that people can see and recognize that Jesus is real.
所以今天我想跟大家很快分享三个原则，可以让你的属灵的生命更进一步，可以让世界上你周围的人看到说耶稣的生命在你里面。
So if you will, open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 28.
所以可以的话请翻到圣经到马太福音28章。
Chapter 28 verses 16 through 20.
28章16节到20节。
Now what I want you to do before I read this scripture, while I'm reading this scripture, I want you to pick out the one word that describes the power of God.
所以在我读之前，我想先让你们，就是在我读的时候，你们要找到一个字能够显示那个神的全能。
I am sure you've had this passage of scripture preached many times.
我相信王牧师肯定跟你们或者其他的讲员也跟你们讲过这段经文很多次了。
But have you really examined this passage of scripture and found the one word that describes the power of God?
但是你有没有真正的很仔细的看过这段经文，找出那一个字来诠释神的全能？
So follow with me as I read.
所以请跟我请听我来念这段经文。
Beginning with verse 16.
16节。
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, I just want to praise you and thank you, Lord, so much for this very special privilege and honor to be standing up here today to share your word. And I pray, Father, right now as I step back and ask you to come forward right now and to speak to each one of us here. I know, Father, that's a miracle in itself that each one of us here will be spoken to you individually according to each one's life and life, plight of life.And Father, right now, I just pray that you would just bless us with a way to help us to elevate our faith to a higher level, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that we will feel your presence and feel your leading. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, what one word did you come up with? I'm not asking you to do it, speak it out, but just think.
所以你们有没有刚才找到那个字？不是要你们说出来，但是你们心中有没有一个答案？
Now, this is my sermon, so I'm going to pick out the word that I think it is. You may have a different one.
所以因为今天是我讲到，所以我就挑了我自己认为是最好的那个字。你可能有不同的答案。
And then next week, you can ask Pastor Wang if you can preach.
所以如果你有不同答案的话，下个礼拜你可以问问王牧师，你可不可以来讲到，然后有不同的答案。
The word that I have chosen out of this passage of scripture that describes the power of God is always.
所以我从这段经文里面挑出的能够最能够显示神的全能的那个字是一直。
There are three things that we need to always know about God.
有三件事情我们要一直都我们要明白耶稣的属性的。
If we are going to elevate our faith to a higher level, we've got to be out in this world, and we've got to know three things about God.
我们如果要让我们自己的属灵生命更进一步，并且要去到这个世界跟别人分享的话，我们必须要明白神的三个属性。
Now the first one is that we need to always know that God is always with you.
所以第一个首先要知道就是我们要一直知道神是一直与我们同在的。
In verse 20 of the passage I just read, it tells us, And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以在我们刚刚读的那段经文的第二十节有说过，神他说他就常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
If you have invited Jesus into your life, you are never alone.
如果你已经邀请了耶稣基督到你的生命当中，你就一直不会是孤单的了。
God is always with you.
神是一直与你同在的。
I believe that's a powerful part of our lives that we know that God is always with us every moment of the day.
我相信这是我们生命中最强大的一个部分，就是因为我们一直知道每时每刻神都是与我们同在的。
Even when you're asleep, God is faithful to be there with you every moment of the day.
即使是你在睡觉的时候，神也是信实的，他也是在与你同在。
With Job, we find near the end of his life that he had learned this all-important lesson that God was always with him. Job.
约伯在约伯的他的在约伯经中我们看到说他学到一个重要的功课，就是他认识到神是一直与他同在的。
King David, we also know that in his life he learned this all-important lesson that God was always with him also.
大卫王在他一生他认为他所学到的重要的功课就是他知道神是一直每时每刻都与他同在。
In fact, in Acts chapter 2 verse 25 it says, King David said, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices and my body also will rest. Because you will not abandon me in the realm of the dead.You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.
所以在使徒行传二章二十五节到二十八节，在这里大卫指着他说，我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动。所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间。也不叫你的圣者见朽坏，你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
Because King David knew that God was always with him, he says he could not be shaken.
所以大卫王只因为知道神常与他同在，他说他就不至于摇动。
I like that.
我很喜欢这节经文。
King David could not be shaken. He could not be caught off guard.Because he knew God was with him.
神大卫他说他不至于被摇动，不至于被任何的东西惊奇到，因为神常与他同在。
King David also knew that he always rested in hope.
神大卫也说他的灵要在他的肉身要安居在指望中。
I think that's also an important part of our living as well. We need to live in hope, knowing that we have eternal life in heaven with God.
所以这也是我们生命中很重要的一部分，就是我们要活在指望中，因为知道将来有永生预备给我们。
King David also knew that King David always knew God's path for his life.
大卫也知道神将他自己道路的生命的道路已经指示给大卫。
There are so many people out there in this world that are just wandering and they have no path of living. They don't know what they're here for. They don't know any purpose of their lives.
在这个世界上有很多的人在这个世界上没有方向，没有指望，因为他们不知道他们的生命要往哪里去。
But because King David was always with God, and he knew that, he always knew his path for his life.
因为大卫常与神同在，所以他知道他知道自己的生命要往哪里去，因为神已经指示给他了。
King David also always felt joy being in God's presence.
大卫也常常得着满足的快乐，因为他见了神的面。
Those of us who are believers, we need to be walking in this world with joy in our lives because we have the presence of God in our lives every day.
因为作为一个信徒，我相信我们在这个世界上应该每天都活在快乐当中，因为我们有神的同在。
We need to live our lives not being shaken, resting in hope, knowing that God's path for our life.And feeling joy because God's in our presence.
我们在这个世界上活着的时候，我们要不至于摇动，我们要心里快乐，我们要安居在指望中，我们也要明白我们自己生命的道路，因为神已经指示给我们，并且我们要得着满足的快乐。
There was a study done asking 300 people who had got lost in a forest, and they asked them what was the greatest struggle by being lost in a forest.
有一项调查问了300个在丛林中迷路的人，问他说在你迷路的时候你最大的困难最大的挑战是什么。
And the overwhelming answer came back, the empty of feeling alone.
绝大部分的人的回答都说这是那个孤单的感觉，那个独自一个人的感觉。
It's amazing how many people feel alone in this world today.
你可能会很惊讶，这个世界上会有多少人觉得他们生活得很孤单。
But Jesus says that he will always be there with you.
但是神说他会常与你们同在。
Yet the question is if that is true, why do we act like Jesus is nowhere to be found?
如果问题是如果这句话如果耶稣所说是真的话，那为什么我们常常表现的我们找不到耶稣？
Why do we act like we're all alone?
为什么我们表现得像我们只是自己独自一个人？
Well, the first thing that we need to appreciate is that God is always with you.
首先我们要承认的一点是神他是一直与你们同在的。
And we are to walk out in this world, in our communities, and where we work, where we go to school, where we live, and we are to live in confidence that God is with us always.
不管我们到这个世界哪个地方去，我们到我们的社区里面去，我们到我们的学校，我们的工作的地方，我们要有这个信心说神他是与我同在的。
The second thing that we need to always know about God is that God is always right.
第二件事情我们要明白是有关神的属性，就是说神他是一直是义的。
In James chapter 2 verse 23,
在雅各书二章二十三节
it says this. It says, and the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend.
这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
Doing some work here. Thank you. Thank you. Won't have to do this again for another 2 or 3 years. Abraham lived his life believing and trusting that God was always right.
在亚伯拉罕的一生中，他一直坚信神是那位信实又公义的神。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 28, it tells us,
在罗马书八章二十八节这样说
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
The question is, do we really believe that God is always right?
问题是我们是不是相信神他一直是信实又公义的？
Are we really willing to follow his will?
我们是不是愿意真的去顺从他的旨意？
Are we really willing to accept God's answer?
我们是不是愿意去顺从神给我们的答案？当我们有问题的时候。
Now there are 4 possible answers that God will give you when you ask something from Him.
当你向神要一件或者求问一件事情的时候，那有四种可能答案神会给你。
God will either answer you yes.
神会可能会回答你是的好的
or no
不好。
Or wait.
或者等一等。
And yet there's one more that very few people know of.
还有一种答案就是很多人可能不知道的。
And the fourth possible answer that God will give you is, you've got to be kidding.
第四种答案是说你是不是跟我开玩笑。
I wonder how often that's the answer we get from God.
我很好奇这样的回答我们是不是经常从神那边得到。
Why is it that we struggle so much in believing and trusting God's will to be done?
为什么我们会有这么多的困难去相信并且去顺从神的旨意，也相信神是信实和公义的。
When you look at this world in such a chaos, don't you question whether God really understands what he's doing?
如果你们看到这个世界有这么多的混乱，这么多的苦难，你是不是还坚信说神他真的知道他在做什么？
Yet the truth is that God's in control. He knows exactly what he's doing.
但是实际上就是神，我们知道神是全能的，他一直在他的掌控之下。
I love the passage of scripture in Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 that says,
我很喜欢加拉太书四章四节。
But when the right time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
I love it when it says, but when the right time had come, God sent his son to save us.
我很喜欢这里说，到时候满足的时候，神就差遣他的儿子来拯救我们。
Have you ever wondered why God chose that time to send his son into the world?To save us?
你有没有问过这样的问题，神为什么在那个时间把耶稣送到这个世界上来拯救我们？
Have you ever thought that maybe it would have been better if he'd brought Jesus into this world today?
你有没有问过说是不是更好一点如果神让耶稣今天来到这个世界上？
I mean, today if he'd brought Jesus into this world, I mean, it would have been a national known event.
如果今天我们让耶稣来到这个世界上，他诞生了这个世界上，他那会是一个全球或者全世界都会关注的一个新闻。
Our media today is instantaneous knowledge.
我们今天的媒体都是即时的新闻。
LeBron James, we knew instantaneously when he decided to go home.
勒布朗詹姆斯，我们知道他什么时候做什么事情，我们每时每刻都能知道。
We now have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have the internet, we have everything that could just instantaneously let the world know that Jesus has arrived.
我们现在有脸书，有 Twitter, 有互联网。我们如果耶稣是今天来的话，我们可以同时让全世界所有的人知道耶稣来了。
But I love it when it says here, but when the right time had come, God chose the right time.To send his son Jesus to die on the cross for us.
所以我很喜欢这边他说到是时候满足的时候，神选择他的时间，他让他的爱子来到这个世界上拯救我们，为我们受死。
We as followers of Jesus Christ, we believe that God is always right.
所以我们作为神的跟随者，我们要相信神一直是这边的讲义有一点问题，这个应该是对的，神一直是对的。
I had one of my church planters that I'm working with.And I'm working right now with probably about 17. And the thing is, one of them, his wife just had a miscarriage.
我跟我的那些一些职堂的一些同工一起工作了一些时期，其中有一个人，我们他的妻子最近刚刚流产了。
And I was just meeting with him this week, and I told him, I said, you know, as hard as it is, you need to just trust that God knows what he's doing.
我刚刚有跟那个弟兄有见过面，我有跟他说，尽管知道很难，但是你要相信神，他是知道，他有他的旨意，他知道他在做什么。
And I told him that when you get to heaven, God will explain why he did what he did, and you will say, that makes perfect sense.
所以当你到天堂见到神的时候，他会跟你解释为什么他会做这件事情，然后到时候你就会说，这完全是合乎理的。
God always knows best.
神永远知道什么是最好的。
God's timing is always right.
神的时间一直是最最最佳的。
And if we're going to elevate our faith, if we are going to rise up and walk in this world with confidence, we have got to know and accept that God is always right.
如果我们要让我们的属灵的生命能够更进一步，我们在这个世界上，我们生活在这个世界上的时候，我们必须要这样的信心说，神他一直是对的。
Now lastly, we need to know always that God is always loving you.
最后一点，神他一直是爱我们的。
In Psalms 109:26, it says,
在诗篇109篇26节，他这样说。
It says, "Help me, Lord my God, save me according to your unfailing love."
耶和华我的神啊，求你帮助我，照你的慈爱拯救我。
God's love is unfailing.
神他爱。
God's love is unfailing.
Unfailing.
啊，
神的爱是永不止息的。
God's love is unconditional.
神的爱是没有条件的。
It says in Romans 5:8, it tells us.
在罗马书五章八节，他这样说。
But God demonstrated His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
God proved His love for us.
神向我们显明了他的爱。
God has demonstrated His love for us.
神已经向我们证明了他是爱我们的。
I use this passage of scripture quite often, Romans 5:8, when I witness to people.
当我我经常使用罗马书五章八节，当我去跟别人交谈的时候。
And I tell him that, imagine that I saw a stranger walking up toward me and I stopped him.
我会去跟他们说，想象一下如果我见到一个陌生人向我走来，然后我把他停住。
And I said, excuse me, sir.
然后我跟他说，不好意思，先生。
I just want to say to you that I love you.
我是想跟你说我很爱你。
What do you think he would think?
你觉得他会怎么做什么样的反应？
I probably think I'm weird.
可能会觉得我很奇怪。
I'm strange.
我很奇怪。
I'm gay. I have no idea.
对，我可能不知道他会做什么样的反应。
But what if I saw my wife walking up toward me and she stopped next to me as she has to because she's married to me?
假设一下，如果是我的妻子向我走过来啊，我停住她，然后她当然会停住，因为她已经嫁给我了。
And I would say to my wife and say, Carrie, I love you.
我会对我的妻子说我爱你。
What do you think that she would think or say?
你会觉得说我的妻子会怎么样反应？
I'm pretty confident she'd say I love you too.
我很有信心她大概也会说我也爱你。
What's the difference between that stranger telling him that I love you and telling my wife?
所以对于说跟一个陌生人讲我爱你和对于一个自己的妻子讲我爱你有什么区别呢？
The difference is that I demonstrated, I proved my love to my wife. I have not done that to that stranger.
所以区别是我已经证明了，我已经显明了，向我的妻子显明过我的爱，而我对那位陌生人来说，从来没有这样的关系过。
Well, God has proven His love to you and to me.
所以神已经向我们，向你，向我都显明了他的爱。
By sending His Son to die on the cross for you and for me, even though we are a sinner.
他显明了他的爱，通过让耶稣在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死。
Now for some of us, we find it very difficult to accept unconditional love.
对于我们当中一些人来说，我们觉得说很多时候我们有困难去接受说那这个没有条件的爱是存在着的。
And if I got to be very honest with you, I'm one of those.
如果比较诚实的话，你可能也会说我大概也是这其中的一个人，对这个有怀疑。
I find it very difficult to accept unconditional love.
我觉得说要我相信这个世界上有没有条件的爱是很困难的。
I was born and raised in a home that never showed love.
我从小成长的环境是一个没有爱的环境。
I was in a home that never displayed unconditional love to someone.
我在我的家里从来没有出现过谁对谁有无条件的爱。
In fact, I was in a home that never hugged.
我从小生长的环境那没有大家彼此不互相甚至不拥抱的。
I never got hugs growing up.
我长大从来没有被抱过。
And what's interesting is that some years later when I was a pastor of a church,
有趣的事情是很多年之后当我成为一个教会的牧师的时候。
I shared that in one of my sermons.
我分享了我在我一篇讲道中分享了这件事情。
And guess what happened afterwards?
猜猜后面发生了什么事情。
I was getting hugs every moment of the day.
这余下的那一天的时间里面，我每时每刻都在被抱着。
People walk into my office and give me a hug.
不同的人走进我的办公室来抱我。
Deacons were giving me hugs.
啊
？Deacons were giving me hugs. Deacons.
执事会也会过来拥抱我。
At the end of service, I stand in the back and shake hands with everybody. I get hundreds of hugs every day.
在最后这个聚会结束的时候，我站在那个门边跟所有的人握手，但是我被所有的人都抱了一遍。
Well, even though you may be one of those that finds it difficult to accept that God loves you unconditionally,
即使你觉得说就你自己的理性来说，你很难相信神是无条件的爱着你。
Even though you are a sinner,
即使你还是个罪人。
Just as I'm a sinner.
就像我也是个罪人一样。
God still loves you.
神还是爱你的。
Even though you don't deserve God's love.
甚至你即使你并不值得神去爱你。
God still loves you.
神还是爱你。
Even though you continually struggle even in your faith sometimes.
即使你在你的属灵生活中遭遇很多的困难，你的信心遭遇很多挫折。
God still loves you.
神还是爱你的。
The third thing that we need to appreciate and accept and start living out there in this world is that we are loved by God.
第三件事情我们要相信坚信在我们的心中，并且我们要在这个世界上活出来，就是神是爱我们的。
We need to walk with the kind of faith knowing that God loves us unconditionally.
我们需要行走在这个世界上有这样的信心，说神是一直爱着我的。
Today I began this message by sharing a quote that says that I wish that I had first met Jesus before I met those Christians.
今天我讲到刚开始的时候，我有分享一个人，他有说过，说我宁愿我希望我是先见到耶稣，然后再遇到基督徒。
For those of us who are Christians,
对于我们基督徒来说，
we need to step forward.
我们需要更进一步，我们需要做得更多。
And begin acting like believers.
我们需要活在这个世上，活得像一个基督徒一样。
We need to start living our lives believing that God is always with us.
我们需要活在这个世上，活得像知道、明白、清楚，神是一直与我们同在的。
We need to start living our lives accepting that God is always right.
我们需要活在这个世上，清楚的明白知道神一直是对的。
We need to start living our lives accepting that God.Loves us unconditionally.
我们需要活在这个世上，活得像知道、明白、清楚的，神他一直是爱我们的，无条件的。
Now, I want to talk to some of you that may not have invited Jesus to come into your life yet.
对于这边还没有接受耶稣基督作为你救主的人，我有几句话对你们说。
Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins?
你是不是相信神在十字架上为你的罪而死？
Do you believe that Jesus has arose from the dead?
你是不是相信耶稣已经从死里复活？
Do you believe that Jesus is alive today?
你是否相信耶稣现今还是在活着的？
Do you believe that Jesus is offering you eternal life in heaven right now?
你是否相信耶稣基督现在正在向你指着那永生的道路？
And this new life is going to give you a brand new, fresh, new start.
然后这个新的生命会给你一个新的开始。
In Romans 10, verse 9, it says that if you confess... Okay, go
Sorry.
ahead. No, no, no.
在罗马书十章九节
It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
他这样说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Won't you invite Jesus to come into your life right now today?
如果你愿意邀请耶稣基督到你的生命当中
Because if you do,
如果你这样做的话
you will never be alone again.
你永远不会再孤单
You will always have God guiding you because he is always right.
你会有一位神他来引导你的生命，而且他永远是对的
You will always be loved by God.
你会永远被神所爱
We must start living our lives out there where peoplecan see and know that we are true believers of Jesus Christ.
我们需要活在这个世界上，让周围的人看到说我们是真的跟随耶稣的人。
Because you are one way to bring Jesus alive to a lost world.
你是能够把耶稣的救赎、耶稣的恩典带到这个世界上的道路。
I pray that we can make a great influence and an impact in our world today.
我希望我也祷告我们能够在这个世界上做一个美好的见证。
Through living a life of loving and appreciating what Jesus means to us.
通过活出一个耶稣基督，通过明白清楚耶稣基督他对我们生命所做的，活出这样的生命。
I'm impressed with this church that you have a team right now out sharing the love of Jesus.
我对这个教会很感恩，你们现在正在有一个团队，他在外面跟别的人分享耶稣基督的福音。
And I will be in prayer for them.
我会为他们祷告。
And also, you too can be about your mission field at home, sharing the love of Jesus as well.
所以你也可以是耶稣基督的门徒，在你所在的地方，在你的家中，在你的其他的场合，成为耶稣基督福音的管道。
Let's elevate our faith to a higher level.
让我们能够让我们的属灵的生命，每个人的属灵生命都更进一步。
May God bless.
神祝福你们。
Our lives for Christ. Amen.